You're listening to the 261st edition of the Bitachon Podcast. We are learning together the psukim that have to do with the story of Yehoshaphat, the king of the Jewish people, who faced off with the enemies of the Jewish people, old theme. And he stood and he davened in the Beis Hashem, in the Beis HaMikdash, and the result was they sang, they thanked Hashem, and they were saved. Our enemies were destroyed. So we're looking together at the psukim one by one. Not all the psukim, but a number of them. Pasuk says, this is in Devar Hayomim Perek Chaf, Pasuk Tesvav. Vayomer, Hakshivu Kol Yehuda. So Yehoshaphat says, maybe it's Yechaziel, the prophet, says like this, Hakshivu Kol Yehuda, listen up. O people of Judah, of Yoshvei Yerushalayim, and those who sit in Jerusalem, Amelach Yehoshaphat, and the king, Yehoshaphat, Koyamar Hashem Lachem, this is what Hashem has said to you, Atem Al Tiru, Al Techatu, do not be afraid, Ibnei Ahaman Aravazah, don't be afraid of this great multitude, Ki Lo Lachem Amelchama, Ki Lo Lachim, the war does not belong to you, this war belongs to Hashem. It says Rashi, Hashem is responding through his Navi, Chaziel, to the first point, which was that there's such a great multitude, so many people. Don't be afraid of them. Even though there are much more in number than you, don't be afraid of them. Ki loy lachem ha-melchama, ki loy lekim, usav al-vanach le-neda. And then in response, which we spoke about last week, to that which we said, Yehoshaphat said, we don't know what to do. Vanach le-neda manase. Right? I'm not sure. Should I invest my efforts into the natural means that I have, the armies that I have, or should I trust in you, Hashem? So Hashem is responding to that and saying, the war is not yours, it's God's. You don't have to worry about it, I'm with you, I'm on your side. Yeshiva Navi Vadai Kasher Martin. And the Navi is saying like this, it's certainly true, as you said, Shala Kodesh Baruch Hu Einechem, Uvitchoinchem Leishiachem. Place your trust in Hashem, turn your eyes towards Hashem to save you, Kenya said that's what you should do. Because this is indeed going to be a war that's won by Hashem. That's Rashi. And it rings from Rabbeinu Sadigan. Pasuk says in Avadia, in the first chapter, it speaks, Avadia Hanavi was a ger from the people of Edom. And he speaks about the destruction of Edom. We're going to see Rav Sadia Gaon says that one explanation of what's going on in Ovadia is that it's referring actually to the war that Yehoshaphat fought. Because amongst, or perhaps the main instigators of the war, were Amaleki people who were from Edom, who were from Esav. Now the Pasuk there says that there will be an axis of evil that's going to be sent. And we are going to say, Kumu v'nakuma alel malchama, let's get up and face off with them for war. And we'll see that the kumu, which means to get up, to stand, it sounds like it means let's go in and battle them. We're going to see it's referring to our psukim and how it refers to not just standing up in battle, but actually standing up to watch how Hashem is going to save us. So Rav Sadia Gaon says, this is a reference. I'm not sure if Yechaziel is the same person as Ovadia or not. It's not clear to me, but it's certainly a reference to what happens with Yechaziel. This is a war of Edom. There's a note here, and he goes into showing that even though the pasuk refers to Bnei Ammon and Bnei Moav, the Moabites and the Ammonites who were fighting against the Klal Yisrael, but it also mixed in with them was the people from Seir, which was the people of Edom, which is Amalek. Ki Ovadia Haya Biyamav, he says, Rav Sadia Gaon says that Ovadia was in the days of Yehoshaphat, Kasher Bo Lilachem in Bnei Ammon and Moab, Bar Seir, when we came to battle with Ammon and Moab, the mountain of Seir, Kasher Mefurish B'Divrei HaYamim, as is explicit in Divrei HaYamim, that's our Psukim, Sam Yehoshaphat V'Yispalel L'Lekav. So Yehoshaphat, he fasted, he brought the Jewish people generally to fast, and they all davened to Hashem, as we saw. Kasher Ukasav, as the Pasuk says, V'Shalach Elavichazi Habavur HaGoy Mahem. And Hashem sent the prophet Yechaziel to prophesy about those nations. Yechaziel said, you stand aside. Stand aside, and I'm going to save you from Edom. Who Amru? This is what the Pasuk is referring to. The war is not yours. Right? It's our Pasuk that we just read. The beginning. And in saying this, Hashem was saying, just like Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, when Klal Yisrael was going out of Egypt, Hashem said, stand aside and you will see the salvation of Hashem. Sometimes it's not necessary for us to fight. When we're in the right spiritual place, we don't have to do that much. Hashem does everything for us. Right, so the Pasuk says, we pointed out at the beginning, in Ovadia it says, we will get up and we will fight the fight. Sounds like they're going to do something active, but in our Pesukim it's talking about something passive. It's when it says we're going to get up, it doesn't mean we're going to get up and fight, it means we're going to get up and watch. Like Yechaziel says, stand up and plant yourselves and watch what's going to happen. Now, when they heard this, so they understood that there was advice here, right? He's telling you to stand. What does it mean to stand? It means just stand aside and watch? Or it means stand aside. Are they still supposed to do something? This is important. So they understood that the implication of standing aside doesn't just mean stand and watch. It means stand and say how great God is. Stand and sing. Stand and praise. Right. He took advice from the nation, or he gave advice to the nation, and he said, get some singers. Let the singers sing to Hashem. That's our job as singers. And in so doing, he fulfilled the will of Hashem. Oh, better. Not just he fulfilled the will of Hashem. He brought about Hashem's will. Hashem's will came true, so to speak, because of the fact that he did this, because he stood up and he sang. Yitzilim and Ha'oyev, and Hashem saved them from their enemies. Kasher hechelu lahalelu lahoydes lai. As we saw, as soon as they started singing, as soon as they started thanking Hashem, it happened. Moshe Amar Beis hechelu berino v'tuyilu v'gomer. Kol kvar cholaf. At the time that they began singing, that's where the salvation happened. That's where the enemies of the Jewish people were destroyed. So, it's an incredible thing. Really, just contemplate, ponder. An incredible thing. A person is supposed to have a sense that Hashem is going to take care of them. A person is supposed to have a sense that Hashem is going to save them. The person is supposed to get up. We're supposed to learn from Yehoshaphat. That's what Reb Zundel is teaching us by placing these psukim in psukim that he said all the time. We're supposed to say these psukim all the time. Think about it all the time. Contemplate. Hashem is saving me now. Let's start singing. Let's start praising Hashem. Let's start saying thank you before it even happens. And the thanks itself causes, brings out the promise of Hashem that it's going to happen. I can tell you right now in Eretz Yisrael, we're concerned. We would like to see our enemies vanquished. We would like to see the job done. Now's the time to sing. Now's the time to thank Hashem for all that's been done until now to vanquish our enemies. And all that will be done. Because certainly Hashem is standing there by our side. I saw an interview with one of the politicians who's in the inner sanctum, not from, but he said it was clear, siyata d'shmaya, there was undeniable divine intervention in all that went on there during the war. So let's acknowledge it. Let's say, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And let's praise Hashem for the completion of it too, even though we don't think that we've seen it yet. Let's praise Hashem for it now. Brings here from the Talmud of the Ramchal, the Ner Yisrael, says like this, V'nisir Yashaf lefi sha'ashad chuka lo'yhaya mulchal yamilchama. He says Yehoshaphat was afraid because he felt pressured in the moment. He wasn't ready for a war. That's just not where he was holding. He wasn't ready for it. Also the king, he was humble. This is important also. Like, sometimes we might feel like, oh, I have bitachon. Oh, I'm doing what's right. Hashem should help me. You gotta be careful about that. The melech ha'onav, the king who was talking about Yehoshaphat, the king who was humble, didn't feel confident in his own merit. He didn't feel confident in his warriors. The only thing that he felt confident in was Hashem, Hashem's help, Hashem's salvation. That's why the pasuk says that Yehoshaphat looked and he faced his face. That means that all of his aspirations, all of his hopes, where were they placed? The Dresh Lashem. All of his efforts went into saying, Hashem, help me. Hashem, save me. I'll call Yehuda, and that's why he called for a fast for the people of Judah. Because that's how you awaken Hashem's compassion. It's through humility. It's through subduing my own passions. It's through not eating, making myself weak, weakening my ego. Look what a leader is. Look what a leader is. The leader, the tzaddik, so he gets up and he prays. He davens to Hashem in front of everybody. This is what a leader does. Leader gets up, he prays, so that everyone else around him will pray. And by doing this, so there's an incredible amount of awakening, whether below or above. The habis arusa dilamata itar le'elo. He davens. What happens when we daven? We awaken the desire down here for Hashem to come in and show himself to us. When we awaken that, so it brings it down from above. Sarusa de lamala, itar le'ela. The awakening below awakens something above, in Shemayim, in the heavens, in the spiritual realms. Zeshemar v'yamad Yehoshaphat b'kal Yehuda, v'shalami beis Hashem l'vnei ha'chotzer ha'chadasha. That's why it says that Yehoshaphat stood amongst the congregation of Judah in Jerusalem in the house of Hashem before the new courtyard. Okay, so he had upgraded the courtyard of the Beis Hashem, of the Beis HaMikdash, Ha'ezras Yisrael, which is the area where the Israelites would stand when they would pray in the Beis HaMikdash. Kvar yadua she'en yeshiva bazara l'malchei Beis David. We know, says the Ner Yisrael, that generally there's a principle that only someone from a king from the house of David has permission to sit in the courtyard. Yehoshaphat wanted everyone to see. I could sit down. He stood up from his throne. He gave up his honor in order to pray, in order to lead the people in prayer. This is what you have to do. This is what we have to do. You want to invoke Hashem's name. You want to bring about bitachon. You want to get into, I would say, a space of bitachon. Remember that it's Hashem who gives us the power. And ask Hashem to come down into this world. But again, it's like a giving up of his own ego that's going on. There's a humility. That's what he keeps saying. This is how he prayed. He said like this. Hashem, the God of our forefathers, you are the God in the heavens. Here's the kind of mechanics of it. The mechanics of the prayer. He was saying, you Hashem, you are the one who has the power in heaven, which really means to say, their power, the root of the power, which manifests in this world. Want to know why a country has power? It's because there's a spiritual source for that power in the higher realms. But you, Hashem, you have power over their powers. They don't have any power. The spiritual source, the roots, they don't have any power of their own. Any power that the spiritual roots have is from your power, Hashem. Hashem is the source and the ruler over all of the power above. Certainly Hashem has power over all of the kingdoms of the nations below. Interesting, similar concept to what we said before. We spoke about us below. We awaken through our prayer a shefa from above, an influx to come down from the higher spheres. But we're saying that how should that work? It should work by cutting off the root of the power of those powers above that influence the powers below in our realm. This is what he means when he says, you have the power over all of the kingships of the nations. All of the power above and below, it's all in Hashem's hand. If you see in the world, if you see that a nation is being vanquished by another nation, it means, let's talk about Iran. If you see that the people of Israel have power over Iran, it's because there's a weakening of their spiritual power. And by the way, the Muslims understand this. They understand this. We've spoken about it in weeks past. I'm not going to go back to it, but they have a weakening of their power. And I would say it's because of their intense hatred. Their intense hatred. It's like Haman HaRasha. Haman HaMalek builds a pole 50 amas high, 50 cubits high, in order to hang Mordechai. His anger is what brought about his own death. He's hung up. He's hanged on that very tree. And that's the truth of what's going on today. The very anger and hatred that the nation or the leaders of Iran have towards the Jewish people is the very thing that's bringing about their own downfall. Everything is in Hashem's hands. Hashem takes it away, gives it to them according to His will. Nobody can stop Hashem. Nobody can stand in Hashem's way. This is what the pasuk says. The power is in your hands. No one can stand up to you. So all of that is the praise, which of course we're praising Hashem, saying He has the power to take away their power. which is implicating the following, which is the actual prayer. If you want to have a proper prayer, when I ask you something, you have to start off by saying, Hashem, you are great. Hashem, you have the power. Hashem, you are awesome. Right, like we say in the davening. We start off saying how great Hashem is, recognizing for ourselves, Hashem doesn't need my praise, recognizing for ourselves that Hashem is the source of all power. Hashem is the one who has the ability to save me, help me, take care of me, sustain me. Then we ask for our needs. Then we go in, and that's what Yehoshaphat did. Then we go in and we say, Hashem, help us out. Take care of us. Save us. Bring about the salvation. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next week.